Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's right. We are riding with the king on a game day. Howard Eskin's calling, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. If you're looking for a spot to watch the birds this season, grab your crew and head over to McGurk's. All their locations have a great atmosphere and an awesome game day menu. It is game day. It's game night. Howard, how are we doing today?
Oh, just great. And game day, Monday. It's kind of weird to wait till Monday to go watch a football game, but it's a game day, so it's got to be good.
Right? Well, it is, and hopefully it will be a good win for the Eagles tonight. But Howard, we got some news over the weekend that's obviously not great for the Eagles, and that is A.J. Brown out. Howard, how big of a deal is it that there's no A.J. tonight?
You know what? The people that are worried have to relax, all right? The one player, other than the quarterback is obviously the most important. Other than the quarterback, one player should not change the outcome of a game. It just shouldn't happen. You've seen injuries, and the other players that come in pick up the slack. Before the injury, I thought this. I looked at this game, and I said, it looks too easy. It really looks too easy. And nothing is ever easy. I mean, Kirk Cousins was brutal. What'd they have? One touchdown last week? One touchdown. The other team won without a touchdown. I worried about this game because it looked too easy. Even with the injury to A.J. Brown, that actually might be, this is going to sound crazy, might be a benefit because now players know they have to pick it up a little bit more and not take it for granted. Here's why I thought it looked too easy. All right, it's Atlanta. It's Monday night. It's the first home game. Nick Foles, all those kind of things. And they have two tough games coming up, as it turns out right now. New Orleans and Tampa, both on the road. And you it's the nature of a human being and a player. You say you're not looking ahead. It's one game at a time. But I don't know how you can't with as bad a team as Atlanta is. I think the Eagles win the game. But I think it's going to be close, and it's going to be a little bit of fright night tonight for some of the fans. But, hey, if they win big, that's great. I didn't see it before the injury, and I don't see it now. And they have to win this game.
Have to. Well, Howard, you're right. I mean, when the schedule came out and you saw, okay, Green Bay first game, that's tough. But then home against the Falcons with extra rest. And then New Orleans, Tampa, it felt like a kind of a soft start. The schedule looks different now. Howard, I did not think much of New Orleans. But when a team scores 91 points their first two games, you have to pay attention.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to that.
Yeah, and I think the Cowboys were frauds. I mean, they won a game the first week against a team that was brutal. Brutal. Micah Parsons does what he does during a season. He doesn't show up, you know, the big mouth that he is. Dak Prescott became Dak Prescott, two interceptions. But they're good because if Derek Carr is good, and we know Kamara was good, as long as he's healthy, they're a good football team. And it's on the road.
On a short week, by the way. Short week for the Eagles.
Short week on the road. And then the following week, if you want to look ahead, Baker Mayfield's playing really, really well.
So much they miss him in Cleveland.
They do. Of course they do.
Yes. So that game's tough, too. They have to win this game. Four of their next five games are on the road with a bye week mixed in. But they have to win the game, and I think they will. But I think it's going to be a little tougher than it really should be. And you can't turn the ball over. Obviously, we know that. I'm not saying anything that's crazy. The Eagles are the only team that won last week with minus number in turnovers. You can't do that. You can't turn the ball over. And if they don't turn the ball over, they won't lose the game. But you got to be careful. This is going to be a tougher game than it should be.
Howard, do you expect tonight them to run the ball more without AJ and rely on Saquon again like they did week one? Or are they going to throw it to guys like Jahan Dotson and Dallas Goedert?
Well, we all expect them to run it more. Well, maybe Atlanta's going to expect them to run it more. So I don't think you can get crazy. I still think you got to have kind of like a 60-40 ratio of pass to run. Saquon can't run. He can't run the ball 24 times a week and be healthy at the end of the year. You know, he's in great shape, but it's brutal on a running back for that to happen. It's rare that a running back can run that much. Obviously, they're going to try to run. They're going to try to get the ball in Saquon Barkley's hands. I wouldn't be surprised if Dotson plays a little more of a role than people think he will. I don't want to overdo the game plan, whether A.J. Brown is there or not. Your game plan should be your game plan. And I don't think they're going to overdo it with the run. They're going to run when they need to run. Obviously, you want to get in third and shorts, but sometimes you have to pass the ball to get in third and shorts and then run the football. So it's I just think their game plan will not change that much because they're going to miss. They probably knew that A.J. Brown wasn't going to be there probably by Thursday, that he wasn't going to be there. And it's good they're not playing him because you have a short week. You don't want to play him because next week's a more important game or a tougher game. I shouldn't say they're all important. So, I think their game plan is going to be the same.
Howard, do you expect the pass rush tonight to be better, and specifically the edge rushers? They were pretty non-existent in the first game, but Kirk Cousins, he looked like a sitting duck in week one, Howard. He doesn't look like he's moving very well off the Achilles surgery. Should we expect some sacks tonight, some pressure off those edge guys?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's going to be off the edge guys, but Vic Fangio is going to do something. I think guys are going to be coming from everywhere to rattle him because he's not, obviously. There's not many quarterbacks that are really good under pressure, but just based on what I saw last week, I don't think Kirk Cousins is really good under pressure. I don't know if you're going to get it from the edge rushers. Probably there'll be some of it, but I think they're going to be coming from all over the place. Just watch guys flying around all over the place, which will be fun. That'll be fun to watch, too.
It will be. Oh, hopefully, wow. A lot of sacks tonight. All right, Howard, before we let you go, it is a special night at the game tonight, not just the game itself, not just the home opener, but it's Nick Foles night. Howard, what's your favorite Nick Foles memories over the years?
Well, that was obviously the Philly special was obviously one of them. And I remember standing there, and I couldn't hear what he said to Doug Peterson or what Doug Peterson said back. But I remember Merle Reese on the air, and he admits it now, tells Mike Quick, "Mike, I think they should go for the field goal." And I talked to the producer, Joe McPeak, and I said, "Joe, tell Merle they're not going for the field goal." So just to alert him, they are not going for the field goal. And that's the play I remember the most. But another thing I remember, because the media's questions at the news conferences at sometimes are so brilliant. I remember, and I don't know who it was, a media member asking after the Atlanta game, "You thinking about going to Nate Sudfeld as your quarterback for the next game?" I heard that, and I shook my head. I said, "I can't believe somebody just asked that question. You got to be kidding me." With all due respect to Nate Sudfeld, you can't, based on one game, start changing quarterbacks. And Doug Peterson said no. I mean, he quickly said no. So I remember that, and I'll never forget that question, which was just beyond stupid. There's so many plays that you remember, but once you have the Philly special, how can you remember anything else? Remember the game. I mean, that was one of the greatest, and the interception wasn't his fault. That was one of the greatest games ever for a quarterback in the Super Bowl. And he had to have that game because the defense, I think the defense gave up close to 600 yards.
Yeah, it was something like that. I remember that.
To the Patriots. So he had to have a game like that. But everybody played well. Torrey Smith, the catch for the touchdown. You just remember so many good things about what he did. He was so fluent. And the one thing I try to watch when I'm down there is to see how a quarterback reacts when they either have a good series or they have a poor series. And his expressions were the same. He was completely under control. And he wasn't, yelling at anybody. He wasn't overly, animated. He was just under control. And that's another thing that I remember. And you can't help when you think about Nick Foles. You think about that game. I mean, how can you think about any other game but the Super Bowl? That defined who he was as an Eagle. But he just great backup quarterback, wonderful guy. And maybe that's why he was always under control, because he kept his emotions in check most of the time.
He was amazing in that night. You're right, Howard. Yes. And he, it's hard to play better on the biggest stage.
Yes.
28 of 43, 373 yards, the three touchdowns, obviously the touchdown catch. I mean, he was just against a Belichick defense. He was remarkable to help the Eagles.
Isn't he the only quarterback that ran? Did he run for a touchdown in that game?
Well, he caught the one. He caught the touchdown for the Philly special.
And he passed for one.
He passed for three and caught one.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he passed for at least one, caught one, and there's some stat that no other quarterback had done what he did.
Well, I'll give you another stat. He owns the highest completion percentage in the history of the NFL postseason, like of anyone ever, over Brady, over Mahomes. Like, for a guy that played, I think he started 7 playoff games in his career, highest completion percentage. He was a big game player, and he'll be honored tonight. Howard?
The other thing you never want to forget? In Oakland, seven touchdown passes. And I think he was going to come out of the game, and one of the PR people told Chip Kelly, I think if he gets one more, he gets a record. So Chip left him in the game to try to get one more, and he didn't. I can't believe somebody threw 8 touchdown passes in a game.
Do you remember who caught those touchdowns? You got any names for us, Howard?
No, I don't.
All right, Deshaun, Ertz, McCoy, Selleck, and 3 of them went to Riley Cooper back when Riley was still on this team. So it's a blast from the past.
Name I ain't heard in a long time.
Names I should remember, but I'll never forget that game either.
Incredible. Howard, thanks for hopping on. We'll see you tonight at the pregame.
See you there.
All right, there he goes. Howard Eskin there as we get set for tonight. 215-592-9494. We'll get right back to all your phone calls next segment. Your confidence level tonight, even without A.J. Brown, he was a little nervous.
A little bit.
Plus, did the game tonight become even more important based on what happened yesterday around the league? We'll let you hear how it sounded when Dallas got smoked by the Saints yesterday. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Ah, there it is. Monday Night Football from the Link. The Eagles and the Falcons tonight. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas Show, Giglio. And yeah, we're dealing with an injury. We got A.J. Brown out, but I'm not worried. We have the home crowd. We have extra rest.
Oh, it's gonna be jumping.
Saquon Barkley, Kirk Cousins in prime time. Come on, haven't we done this 2 years in a row on week two? I believe it's prime time week two. 2 years ago was Monday Night Football. It was a Jalen Hurts coming out party. Mm-hmm. Last year was Thursday Night Football, and it was a DeAndre Swift night. And this year it's Monday night again. This time a different opponent. It's the Falcons. I'm not worried about this game tonight.
Come on, Hugh.
Hugh, you're wearing the plant-based shirt. Are you ready to express some confidence? Or are you nervous?
I'm nervous. Oh. A little trepidation. Oh. I mean, but rightfully so. I gave you the reasons why I felt the way that I felt. I mean, I just feel like, this is going to be one of those things where, it's going to be a tough game. Howard even pointed it out for you. He basically said the same thing that I said.
But that made me feel more confident because Howard's,
is that right?
Howard's wrong. Yeah.
No, it's going to be a tough game.
Fade Eskin.
No, it's going to be a tough game. I think part of the problem is, I think on game day, and I think it has a lot to do with the liquid courage that we're consuming right now. People listen to the show and I'm pissing people off, which I don't mean to be, but I have to tell you how I feel. I can't lie to you about how I'm feeling, So it is what it is. I mean, AJ's hurt. If AJ wasn't hurt, I wouldn't feel this way. because I look at, and besides, people, when I look at the game, I look at the matchups. And I've never once said that Devontae Smith is going to be handled by A.J. Terrell. But if I had the choice between the two receivers that I would want A.J. Terrell to be matched up against, I like A.J. Brown better than I like the matchup with him and Devontae because of the physicality that A.J. Brown has displayed and what he's brought to the table in the past. That's what I'm talking about, because A.J.'s a in-your-face, he's a cover corner. He can cover. He's a good corner. So I'm not saying that Devontae can't have a game against him, but I just feel more comfortable with knowing that A.J. Brown is the type of guy you could throw the ball to him, and he's taking the ball from DBs. Like, look, he's a physical guy.
We'd all rather A.J. healthy, and they'd be in a better spot tonight if he was out there. Obviously, he's a great player, and he's been one of the best receivers in the NFL for years now. But I trust Devontae to have a big game. He had 7 catches on 8 targets last week, and Devontae, you know, there's a lot of people out there who believe if A.J. wasn't here, Devontae would be putting up all-pro kind of numbers. Well, tonight's the night. Show it, Devontae.
No, and
get Goddard involved. Plus, we have Saquon. Everyone on Friday told me, Joe, stop being plant-based. Stop being this about Saquon. Well, tonight's the kind of night why you have Saquon here, right?
Here's the thing, like trying to help people further understand where I'm coming from. If I'm a defensive coordinator, even as much confidence that as I have in A.J. Terrell, guess what I'll probably do anyway? Mm. Because I don't know what Jahan Dotson brings to the table. I'm going to go ahead and bracket Devontae Smith. I'm going to double team him. I'm going to put my best corner on him, and I'm going to double team him. You know why? Because now you got this other guy who we don't really know that much about. I'm going to make him beat me. That's what good defenses do. I remember going into games when Jim Johnson was our defensive coordinator. And he was like, hey, you know, we're going to make him beat us with his arm. Because we know they can run the ball. We're going to commit to stopping the run, and we're going to make so-and-so beat us with his arm. Or we're going to take away the passing game because we know we can beat them up front, and we're going to just get after them. We're going to take away the passing game, though. We're going to make sure they don't throw nothing. They're going to have to run the ball. It's simple strategy, people. It's not like, you know, you're sitting there saying, well, how I feel. I'm telling you how I think it's going to play out or how they're going to attack this team. And that's what they're probably going to try to do. Jalen Hurts, we sat all week long last week, and we talked about how Jalen Hurts should not put the ball in harm's way, and how he really benefited tremendously because he caught a pass, because he could have threw at least 4 picks, only threw 2. Could have threw a lot more. So going into this, knowing that Jalen right now, small sampling size, somewhat reckless with the football, guess what I'm going to do? And Saquon Barkley went off last week. Guess what I'm going to do?
Stop the run.
I'm going to stop that.
Yeah,
You're not running the ball. And on top of that, when I look at the stat sheet, Eagles gave up damn near 200 yards on the ground. I got a back. I got a home run hitter back there. Mm. I just need to figure out how to feed him the rock. So I just need to get him the ball.
Listen, I hear all your concern. I hear it. I feel the plant-based, you know, just commentary.
I gave you all that analysis, and that's what you come back
with? Well, it's plant-based. Here's the reason. Let me tell you this, all right? So, Hugh, everything you're saying is reasonable. But Kyle, I think Hugh's missing one big point, though.
It's Nick Foles night?
Well, that's a huge point. But two things on the Falcons in particular and why I can't be worried tonight. If this was November, I think they're going to be a better team than they are in September. They're still trying to figure it out.
This is true.
And this is not Kirk Cousins at Sunday at 1 o'clock. Sunday at 1 o'clock, Kirk's a damn good Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday,
it's late at night.
It's late at night.
He's like a gremlin.
He is a gremlin. Ready for these numbers?
What you got?
These numbers are wild. You want a big sample, small sample, right? Here's a big sample. Kirk Cousins' early 1 o'clock window in his career, 58-35-1. That's a winner. Kyle at night, Kirk Cousins. Late afternoon window or late window, like the night games.
Garbage.
19-36, including 3-10 on Monday night.
He's brutal. It's not even like just the Kirk Cousins thing. I think we all probably overrated the Falcons a little bit heading into the season.
Yeah.
Like, felt like it was their division to lose. I definitely don't feel like that's the case anymore. Their defense might have been a little bit overrated. The offensive line might have been a little bit overrated. Like, if we can actually get pressure on Kirk Cousins, who literally can't move right now in the pocket, then we should be fine. I don't care if A.J. Brown's injured. Well, I do care if A.J. Brown's injured. But, like, in terms of this game, we actually finally have a coordinator who can get creative with you know, moving Devontae around. And maybe they split Saquon out wide. Maybe they get Goddard more involved. Like, I finally have confidence that they'll be able to do that and work around an injury and still be able to come away with a win. Like, that line only moved a point. Like, and I know that's a lot for one player. But 5.5 points, like, they still think the Eagles are going to win this by a score. So, like, I don't know. I can't be too nervous just about the A.J. Brown loss.
Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Fabian is up on WFP. Hey, Fabian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? Fabian? What are you feeling for tonight?
Yeah, real quick, in honor of Nick Foles tonight, man, I remember in that Super Bowl, I was in, I was actually in the Army in South Korea watching that game about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Man, I was excited.
I'm sure.
I mean, you weren't the only one.
Yeah, you and all of us. But that's pretty cool. You got to watch it there. And, I mean, it's just an amazing night. And what a performance it was by Nick, Fabian.
Yeah. Hugh.
Yes.
Plant-based Hugh.
Yes.
You're in trouble.
Kosher Hugh.
Kosher. Ain't nothing wrong with being kosher.
Low-sodium Hugh. Sugar-free Hugh.
That's fine. I'd be all that.
He is sugar-free today.
No, I'm definitely not sugar-free.
definitely,
don't put that on me.
You're subliminally throwing them shots at Devontae Smith without
how am I? Okay.
How about this, Fabian? Reading between the lines.
How am I throwing shots?
You could put A.J. Terrell. You could put Champ Bailey, Darrell Revis, whoever.
Okay, let's stop. Okay, let's stop. Let's stop, Fabian, with the Champ Bailey comparison, because that's not you're being disrespectful. You're being disrespectful to a Hall of Famer. Stop it. Come on, man. Stop it.
And Devontae Smith, it can be on that route to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he could definitely be on the route, but he ain't on that route right now. Who's the better? Who's the better? Like, Fabian, let me ask you this, man. Who's the better receiver between the two, in your opinion?
Devontae Smith.
Okay, Devontae. Well, that's cool, because I feel the same way that you do. But okay, who do you feel would be the size, the physicality that A.J. Terrell plays with would be a better matchup for him in order to have success?
I mean, physically wise, yeah, A.J. Brown.
So how am I being disrespectful when you sitting here and you're agreeing with exactly what I'm talking about? How am I being disrespectful?
Because Hugh, at the end of the day, Devontae Smith, he's been doing this before A.J. Brown got here. You don't think he's gone up against the most physical cornerbacks, whether you're playing press or whether you're playing off man? Like, he's going to get open. He's going to get his.
I'm not saying he can't get open, but Joe even talked about how, with A.J. Brown being here, how much a better receiver that he is. So, again, I'm asking, how am I being disrespectful when the numbers bear out that is the case?
Because with A.J. Brown being out, if A.J. Brown was playing, I can say that your opinion on us, you know, not, you know, maybe winning or whatever would totally be different if A.J. Brown was playing, which is why I say that's just disrespectful to Devontae Smith, because he's still a number one receiver.
What
we still have, our odds of winning this game are still very high.
I never said we were going to lose this game. That's number one. I just said, I started the show with this. This game is not going to be as easy as we think it is. That's what I said.
And I think a lot of people, Fabian, we appreciate the call. I think a lot of people, Hugh, are feeling the same way as you. Maybe they just don't want to express it, or then, you know, it's a day to be amped up. People want to be amped up for a game. Maybe it's liquid courage. Maybe it's Foles night. I don't know.
And so they want to be told. They want to be massaged. This ain't the Deshaun Watson massage parlor situation. No, that's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to tell you what I think I see. And what I'm telling you is this. This is not going to be a cakewalk. I know everybody's excited about Nick Foles being here, and you want me to tell you what you want. It ain't my job. My job is not to make you comfortable. My job is not to massage your ego. My job is to tell you how I feel on this radio station about the matchup.
Are we keeping it a bean or a buck? I always forget which one.
We're keeping it a bean.
Keeping it a bean. And here's the bean I'm keeping this, all right? Kirk Cousins, prime time, is not walking in here and winning. That's it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tougher than...
I mean, you haven't heard me say they're going to win by 17.
No,
I just
that's what I'm saying, but it's
going
to be tougher. Like, we want, like, see, this is the thing. As I look at the phone lines and everybody mad, don't be mad, because I'm being honest. Like, I didn't say you want a cakewalk. It's not going to be a cakewalk.
You know what else? You know what I think scared you a little bit?
What's that?
Yesterday's games.
Man, I'm sitting here watching the
upsets.
Games.
A lot of upsets.
And you're sitting here and telling me, oh, we got this. Hey, man, it's a lot of upsets. Yes, it was a lot of teams. That felt like they did. We okay. Let's ask you this question. when we were talking about the Saints last year, when we were doing our little matchups, I think all of us had us beating the Saints, right?
Well, not all of us. Someone said short week road game in a dome.
No, I think it was you, huh?
I said. But
I thought so too.
Now, to be fair, I didn't think the Saints were going to be that good.
Like Saints, no. What would you say, Joe, in the first 2 weeks of the season?
91 points.
Come on, man.
All right, let me throw this out there because I think you're on to something interesting. Is tonight. Do they need to win the game? It's not a must-win game.
And yes, they need to win this.
All right, let me ask you. People might be less than like, Joe's an idiot. They're 1-0. It's week two. But let me point this out. When the schedule came out, we thought, all right, Green Bay's a tough game. But then they get Atlanta at home off extra rest. That's probably a win.
Yes.
Then they get to go to New Orleans. Derek Carr, Dennis Allen. Then they get to go to Tampa. They're okay. That schedule looks a lot tougher.
It's different. And this is how you look at it strategically if you're a fan. You say, okay, now this game against the Falcons is winnable. Not an easy game. Winnable game. Not easy game. Like you might have to tighten the chin strap for that Saints game. Just a little tad bit tighten it, a little tighter chin strap. Bucks, same thing. Then you got the Browns, who yesterday squeaked by. They won.
The defense played well.
The defense, like, dog, that three-game schedule, that looks daunting.
So Howard mentioned to us that four of the next five are on the road after this game. And the point I'm trying to make here is if the Eagles win tonight, they're 2-0, and they can go to New Orleans on Sunday, and they could walk out Sunday afternoon at 3-0 and be clearly the most impressive team in the NFC to start the year. There's also a situation, Hugh, where if tonight goes the way you think, and maybe they scuffle tonight, and then we know Sunday's going to be a challenge, like they could be 1-2 on Sunday. The next 6 days are going to tell a tale of how – are the Eagles just part of the muck of the NFC, or are they above the muck? If they win tonight and win Sunday, they're on top of the NFC as we enter week four. Like, they're clearly on top of it. If they lose tonight, all of a sudden things get very hairy very quickly here, Kyle. Like, this is like a turning point or a pivot point to the season.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a must-win game.
There it is.
Like, with everything that happened yesterday, the Lions losing, the Niners losing, the Cowboys losing.
There's an opportunity.
And considering that the next two games, like, that's a tough road trip, man. That's going to be challenging. The Saints and the Bucs are both going to be two tough games. This is going to be the easiest one of the next, like, maybe 3-4 weeks.
Well, based on the betting spread, it is.
It's a must win. It's a must win game.
Gotta have it tonight. Gotta have it. Gotta have it tonight.
No, I'm with you.
But they will have it.
And let me tell you, I got friends of mine texting me, talking about, come on, Hugh. You're bringing this down. Listen. Yup, you. Hey, Ted, you my dog. You'll be okay.
Sorry, partner.
You'll be okay. Ted, you'll be okay.
Well, they'll be okay when the Eagles get a victory tonight. That's the bottom line.
Like, we want a comfortable victory.
Yes.
It ain't going to be comfortable.
Can we have one? When was the last comfortable? Because, you know, it's not about you. It's about the Eagles.
Yeah, I know you are, but it's like, don't stand up.
But can I just have a comfortable win with the Eagles?
Listen,
when was the last comfortable Eagles win?
It's not supposed to be comfortable.
October of last year, it is.
The strife.
The Saints win comfortable.
Hey, listen.
The Saints.
Strife. We the Saints. We got strife.
We hate the Saints.
This is the type of games that build character.
Oh, I heard that last year.
Go.
And then our character died at the end.
Y'all gonna leave me alone by what I say. Like Ted, you be all right, Ted. Stop. You shouldn't start drinking so early. Now you're nervous.
On game day, there are no rules. Ken in Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Ken?
Hey.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A couple things real quick before I get to this. Hugh, I'm not mad at you, by the way. You're you're not irrational in what you're saying. I
appreciate
you, but,
it.
I don't know if you guys got a chance to read the Dave Dambacorta article yesterday in the Inquirer about the 1980 Eagles and the concussions. It was really kind of heartbreaking. And I would love to see Jeffrey Lurie has been an owner that has lived his values in public. You know, look at the green energy at the stadium and the autism initiative and all that. It would be great to see Jeffrey Lurie go beyond the woefully inadequate settlement program that the NFL has for these guys, because they really left it out there for us as Eagles fans, and they weren't making the big money that they're making now. So if you haven't read that piece, it's really really eye-opening.
Yeah, I did read it, Ken, and it's powerful. I agree with you. It'd be great if Jeff did something like that, and it did make me feel something to like that era of football, because those players just had no idea. I mean, like that era, and even I guess I don't know when we started to know, 20 years ago, but like they had no idea in the 80s what they were doing to their bodies. None.
And then on Cal Stevens, real quick, look, everybody knows it takes 40 guys to win a World Series. So, you know, Cal Stevenson hopefully is going to be one of those 40 guys. He's 28 years old. He's not a kid. There's a reason why he's a career minor leaguer. If the missing piece to a parade down Broad Street is Cal Stevenson, you know, we're all in pretty big trouble.
Are you jealous, Ken?
I'm not jealous.
You sound a little jealous.
Do you want to be on a parade float too? We could try to get you on there.
What did Ken do to contribute to this Phillies run?
I'm going to be on the Eagles parade float when Hassan Reddick isn't here, because I predicted last spring that he wasn't going to be an Eagle. So, but
you're no Joe from the Northeast.
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, no, but there's only one. There's only one. I'm only Ken from Cinnamon. Listen, it's irrational to suggest that the Eagles are a better team without A.J. Brown than they are with A.J. Brown. So all these people kind of, you know, just dismissing it like, oh, well, we don't need A.J. Brown. Well, yeah, you do need A.J. Brown. I mean, it's like saying we don't need Lane Johnson. Okay, well, you know, they don't win without Lane Johnson. So, but they are a better team than the Falcons. So even without A.J. Brown, they're not as much better without A.J. Brown, but they're still a better team. And I do have faith that Coach Goober can be creative in how he schemes up, you know, schemes guys open. I think we're going to see more two-back stuff. Tonight is Britton Covey's coming out party as a slot receiver, and I think they're going to get the ball in his hands. And this is a guy who's sudden, who makes people miss. And look, they should win this game as long as they don't turn the football over.
This is your Joe from the Northeast Hail Mary. You're trying to become the Britton Covey guy, Ken. This is so
no, Merrill has that. Merrill has that corner. Oh, right. Merrill's the Britton Covey guy.
I'm not a Britton Covey truther, but look, he's going to play.
He is. So. He's going to get snaps in the slot, a lot of them. I think it's going to be Rager and Devontae on the outside, and it's going to be...
I'm seeing right through this, Ken.
Oh, Ken, we appreciate the call. All right, so... I'm hoping to rely more on Saquon and Devontae, but maybe it's the Britton Covey night. Yeah, I mean, does that make everyone feel better that it's the Britton Covey night?
Oh, no. Britton Covey?
Could be his night. In the slot, he's shifty. No, you're not seeing it, huh?
I don't see that.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be – I'm not I'm not trying to be disrespectful. And I know I'm bringing a lot of people's high down, but it's like, just like, put it like this. Just like last week when I almost blew up the parlay, when I said, man, I feel like Saquon's going to have a big day.
And he did.
And he did have a big day. It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's one of those things where I try to play out in my head how I think the game is going to go. And with you know, the knowledge of, you know, playing in the defense and trying to see how the team is going to attack, it does change things. It changes it more than you know by A.J. not being out there.
Of course it does.
So much so that the spread moved like a point.
A point,
right?
Yeah, from 6.5 to 5.5 almost immediately.
So it's now you think about it. If I don't have the two receivers, I don't know what Jahan Dotson is going to bring to the table. So I'm a double team Devontae Smith.
They might tonight, and it's up to Devontae to get open and Jalen to find the open guy if he is double team. All right, listen, we could disagree on nerves for tonight, confidence or not. Here's what we all can agree on. Boy, it was fun watching the Cowboys get their butt kicked yesterday.
Oh, man, all day.
Let's hear some of that as the Saints went down a big D and really dominated Dallas.
First and goal at the 5. Carr will hand the ball to Kamara, coming on the right side to the goal line, pushes through a tackle and scores as he throws deep to the middle to Shaheed, caught it over the top of Donovan Wilson and strolls in for a 70-yarder. Middle screen, Kamara 50, 40, 30, 10, touchdown. Carr under center, handoff Kamara, left side, look at all the room. 5-yard line. Touchdown, Saints. First and goal, quarterback sneak, Carr's in. Touchdown, Saints. Saints have 5 first-half possessions and 5 touchdowns.
Oh, how fun was that yesterday? The Saints went down to Dallas and just, Hugh, they rocked the Cowboys. That game was over in the first quarter yesterday.
Yeah, whoever had Alvin Kamara in their fantasy football team, they cleaned up yesterday, man. Woo. Like, for real, he had a day.
Some of us went against him, man.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know
that.
I had some friends of mine, they went against him too, and they were not happy.
Mm-mm.
They were not happy. So it's one of those things, man, that it's always good to see Dallas lose, especially in that fashion.
132 yards offense, 7.7 yards of play. What happened to that Cowboys defense? They got beat up 190 on the ground by the Saints yesterday. That was fun to watch as Dallas loses. 215-592-9490. Put your phone calls next. Does A.J. Brown being out make you nervous for a night? It's okay to say it. Hugh said it. He's saying it with his chest. I'm not nervous. They'll beat this Falcons team. This is a good spot at home. Extra rest against a dome team. And we need people to talk to Hugh as being very plant-based today. He is. 215-592-949 for the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge artist robotic or neograft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Call Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100. And get your confidence back or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.
Darren Sproles in the game. And his 4th and goal. At the 2. Sproles to the right of Foles. 3 receivers to the far side of the field. Foles takes the snap. He rolls. He looks. He fires. And it is complete. It is complete. Touchdown, Golden Tate. And the Eagles regain the lead.
The double doink game in Chicago. Foles' last win as a Philadelphia Eagle. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Jill, you guys with us. Tonight is Nick Foles. That he will be honored by the Eagles. They'll officially retire. And he'll be joining us on the pregame show, 7 o'clock hour. If you're heading down to the game tonight, come on out to the Pepsi Plaza. We'll be doing the pregame from 6 to 8. And Nick Foles will join us in the 7 o'clock hour live on the stage. Excited. I can't wait for the reaction for Foles tonight. Both in the stadium, both in the concourse where we are. Hugh, it's going to be... It might be unlike anything we've ever seen, which is like someone coming back because, again, he won the Super Bowl MVP, and people really haven't had the chance to thank him. You know, sometimes players move on, they go further, they play other teams, but then they come back and play. You know, like, he didn't really get to have that moment where he came back here to get that big reaction. Tonight's that night.
Yeah, man, it's going to be big. I can't imagine all the people that are going to be at the tailgate, you know, cheering him on. Like I said, it's going to be an emotional time, man, because the one thing I know about being here in Philly, that Super Bowl win meant a lot to a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. You know, they had family members. They probably had season ticket holders that have had them for years, and family members waiting for them to finally win a Super Bowl that aren't with us, that when they finally won one and all this other stuff. So it's going to be a great night, man. It's going to be a really great night.
It is. 215-592-9494. Does A.J. Brown's injury make you nervous for tonight's game? Yes, 53%. No, at 47%. It's our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Interesting perspective here. Seth Joyner responded to our Twitter poll. Here's what he said. It does a bit. So he's with you, Hugh. It does a bit make him nervous.
Defensive guy.
But this is an opportunity for Jalen to look to utilize all of his weapons instead of the main two. This is a game for Hurts and Moore to realize the potential greatness of Dallas Goedert and for Jalen to build some continuity and confidence with Jahan Dotson.
He's it the same way that I see
it. The other guy.
He just said it differently. Like, I'm going to force, just like I said, he's going to force him to throw the football. He's going to be forced to throw the football. And that's where they feel like they have Jalen. It's not meant to bring you down. It's just, we're saying the same thing. We're just saying it differently. You know, we last week, we talked about him putting the ball in harm's way. Has to throw the football. You're going to have to throw the football in this game. And he has to throw it better. I'm not saying that he can't get it done. But there's a little bit of trepidation because, you know, like I said, we talked about all last week. What if?
Yes.
What if he'd have threw four picks?
Well, of course. So tonight, I actually think tonight is a huge test for Kellen Moore. Kyle mentioned earlier that it's one of the reasons he's confident. So, and I know the Eagles only had a few days here to redo the game plan without A.J. Brown. But you know what I watched yesterday? I watched Matt LaFleur concoct a game plan around a quarterback that really can't throw the ball. Malik Willis is a very limited thrower, and they went out there without Jordan Love, and they ran the ball for like 200 yards.
Yeah, they won.
They created an entire game plan around the run. So good play callers can figure it out if you give them, you know, the opportunity. And look, this didn't happen in game. I know it happened late in the week, Kyle, but Moore's had 3 days now to figure out a plan without A.J. Brown.
And to be honest with you, I put this game on Jalen Hurts. He doesn't get a pass this week because A.J. Brown's out. This is actually time to step up and show why you're a $250 million quarterback. Like, we have a real offensive coordinator now. Like, Jalen Hurts has to be one of the reasons that we win this game, or he can't be a reason that we lose, or else, like, the conversation around here, I think it would be well-deserved, like, criticism about Jalen Hurts and how he wasn't able to, like, how much do we talk about all the weapons that Jalen Hurts has when people try to bring up that he's overrated yep. or this and that? Well, like, you know what? Now A.J. Brown's out. It's time for Jalen to go earn that money.
Yeah, it'd be the opposite of like last year without his weapons, Purdy struggled, right? We didn't have one of his guys. If Jalen does well tonight, we can move him away from that kind of conversation. V is in New Jersey. What's up, V?
Hey, man, you hear me?
Got you. What's up, buddy? What do you feel?
How you doing? Hey, Julio Hughes, what's up, man?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, V, what are you thinking today?
I'm on a fence. So I look at it in two parts. I feel like if it's a close game late, I'm not really sure how they're going to get the ball to their moneymaker, because we all know who catches the ball when we really need a conversion, when we really need a first down, and that's Devontae Smith. But with A.J. being out, obviously all the coverage is going to be rolled his way. So if the game's close in the fourth quarter, I'm a little nervous because I don't know how we're going to move the ball with all the coverage being on Devontae Smith on our best route runner.
Well, they're going to have to either get the ball to somebody else, and we got to hope Jalen doesn't force it. Like, I think the natural instinct is we'll just throw the ball to Devontae, you know, 12 times tonight. But if he's covered, they got to look to other guys. V, it can't just be him.
Yeah, but who's the other Dotson? Who's the other guy?
Well, Goddard,
yeah,
Dotson. So,
like he's saying, like you're basically looking at the way I'm
who
looking
else?
At it.
Yeah.
What is Jahan Dotson going to bring to the table? No, he is. Like, I feel like he's going to be a factor.
Yeah,
but you still have to, like, you have to spread the ball around. I think. Saquon becomes more of a factor when they try to shut down the running game.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like when it's crunch time, we can't like really get the ball to a running back. Like, it's time for the receiver to catch the ball and move the ball down the field. We don't have time to run the ball when it's a close game and it's 2 minutes left.
Well, there's no doubt. Well, that's a different element, V, and you're right, man. We appreciate the phone call. Can I throw one more element that could possibly be part of the offense tonight? You remember back to before A.J. Brown got here? How did the Eagles win a lot of games? And they did make the playoffs before A.J. Brown got here.
What you mean, running the ball?
Jalen hurts his legs when Devontae was covered. Devontae was his only wide receiver in 2021, right? Jalen Reagor was on the other side. I can't remember who the slot guy was. Who was the slot? Was it
Jeez.
It was Quez and Rager and Devontae, and they made the playoffs.
I don't want to do anything that even close to resembles.
Sure, but when Jalen didn't have a guy open, no, not tripping. Hold on. When Jalen didn't have Devontae open, how did they get first down to 21? Jalen ran for them.
That was 2021 Jalen. Did you see the man last week?
Well, I've been told by many people that his legs were the same.
Well, do you believe that?
No.
Well, then okay.
Well, maybe tonight.
That's out of the playbook.
Tonight is a night where he can go back in the Wayback Machine.
What was that?
And run for some first downs.
No, I'm out on that.
No.
You telling me he doesn't have a game of 50 yards rushing in his legs anymore?
I don't want him to have a game of 50 yards rushing in his, so you, in his
what,
legs.
What if Devontae's covered? How are we moving the ball?
Saquon can get those 50 yards.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. 50. Like, it's a passing play that goes bad. Sure. Nobody's open.
Okay.
Run for a first down. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
That's different. No, I don't want to. So what was the play?
Move the chains.
I don't need design runs for Jalen.
No, I'm with you.
What was the play that they kept calling? Jalen was calling it at the line of scrimmage. It was at Tiger Wire. He kept saying Tiger Wire Scrap.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he would get both swallowed up immediately. Yeah. We're done with Tiger Wire Scrap.
Tiger Wire, guys. Can we move off that? I'm just saying, like, tonight, if things break down, instead of throwing it into double coverage to force it to Devontae, use your legs. Take off. Move the chains. I'm watching a lot of mobile quarterbacks in the first 2 weeks have very little to find in the passing game. Passing numbers are way down across the league.
Yeah, but they're moving the chains.
Picks. I mean, even Baker yesterday rumbling and bumbling for first downs. Man, Jaden Daniels.
Picks is being thrown.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. All right, 215-592-9494. More calls. 1 o'clock hour. We'll get everybody up here. Your take on the game tonight. Are you nervous? Hugh Douglas is. I mean, he literally wore his plant-based shoe shirt today. I'm not making it up. It's real. He wore it, and he's being plant-based. I'm not nervous, even without AJ tonight. We'll get to our same game parlay. By the way, we hit it for the first Eagles game. Can we go 2 for 2 to start the season? The magic number for the Phillies. And some crazy MLB news from this weekend. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on a game day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.